John chapter 10 and verse 10. We there? Okay. Let's read this verse and then we'll pray, see what the Lord has for it. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Let's say it again. The thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Let's pray. Father, we give you all the glory for this service. Lord, you've been here. Jesus has been here. The Holy Spirit's been here in power. Lord, I'm believing we'll receive many reports about the bones that we prayed for. And Lord, we give you glory for that. We give you praise for it, Lord. Lord, those who aren't with us today, we just ask your blessings on them. Just ask you, just give them love, Lord, and take care of them. And those of us that are here, we ask the same thing. Love on us, take care of us, minister to us, Lord. Lord, I ask that the Holy Spirit speak through me this morning. As I said earlier, this is the day that you've made. Lord, we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for this opportunity. And we just praise you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Today I'd like to focus our attention on what Jesus promised in this scripture, the abundant life. The abundant life. We're going to do that next week as well, two messages on the abundant life, and that will bring us to Palm Sunday, and we'll do this special Easter services. We are to be enjoying the abundant life. We are to be enjoying the abundant life. Hallelujah. I want to share this morning how fake news can rob us of our inheritance. Fake news can rob us from our inheritance, that being abundant life. Abundant life. So let's return to John 10, verse 10, and let's look at the last phrase. There's two phrases in this verse. Last phrase says, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Why did Jesus come? He came so that we could have life and life more abundantly. Amen? Without a doubt, God intends to bless us. He intends to bless us with abundant living. We should be experiencing that every day. Every day. So what does the word abundant mean? It means plenty. It means riches. It means more than enough. Hallelujah. It means a lot of everything. Hallelujah. Amen. A lot of everything. And we know biblically it means good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over with a whole lot of blessing. Amen. Amen. In the Greek, this word implies superior and excessive. Superior and excessive. So the abundant life, the superior and excessive life we seek as Christians is abundance in our spiritual man, abundance in our relationships with others, abundance in our finances, abundance in our health, abundance in our faith, and abundance in our hope. Hallelujah. Somebody give the Lord praise. Amen. Amen. Now look at John 10:10 again. I want you to look at the first part of this. The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. So if you've been struggling to experience the abundant life as a Christian and you walk with God, but it keeps eluding you, you just might blame your failure on the first part of this scripture. The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Obviously, you must recognize that you have an enemy, one who desires to prevent you from receiving the abundant life, the abundant blessings that God has in store for you. You may wonder how he does that. Well, the Bible just told us. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Now, folks, Satan is revealed through the Word as an extremely savory character, certainly not the kind of individual we would team up with and have in our circle of friends. We just wouldn't want that. So why do people keep flirting with this guy? Why? Why are they messing around with him? Is there a part of your life in which you need his involvement? Let me ask, how would you like this guy as a next-door neighbor? He steals from people. He kills hopes and dreams of people. Amen? He destroys the good in people's lives. Why would you want him there? He's definitely somebody we would want to avoid, right? Amen. Well, guess what, folks? He doesn't plan to simply live next door to you. He wants to live right in your own house with you. Come on. Sad to say, however, if we would pay close attention, you just might discover that this fella is literally operating in and out of your home. Satan plans to move right in, set up his home base, and begin stealing, killing, and destroying everything, not only in your own home, but also in your personal life. Would it be fair to say to me that none of us really want this thief at work in our lives? Amen. So let's leave old Slewfoot behind for a few minutes and refer back to this thing called fake news. Fake news. It is unfortunate that so many people are gullible, easily deceived by headlines, YouTube, Facebook, TV, and all the other gimmicks out there. They often lie for sensationalism. Let me give you the official definition of fake news from Wikipedia and how they describe it, which will help us all be on the same page. Amen? Now, this is rather lengthy and a little boring, but I want to say it to prove my point. Okay? Fake news is a type of yellow journalism that consists of deliberate misinformation or hoaxes spread via the traditional print, broadcasting news media, or internet-based social media. Fake news is written and published with the intent to mislead in order to gain financially or politically, often with sensationalist, exaggerated, or false headlines that grab our attention. Fake news often employs eye-catching headlines or entirely fabricated news stories in order to increase their readership and, in the case of internet-based stories, online sharing and internet click revenue. In the latter case, profit is made in a similar fashion to sensational online clickbait headlines and relies on advertising revenue generated from this activity, regardless of the veracity of the published stories. Easy access to online advertisement revenue increased political polarization between the left and the right, and the ubiquity and popularity of online social media, primarily Facebook, have all been implicated in the spread of fake news. Anonymously hosted websites attacking known publishers have also been implicated because this activity makes it difficult to prosecute sources of fake news for libel or slander. In response, researchers have exploited the development of a psychological vaccine to help people detect fake news. Some fake news websites use website spoofing, structured to make visitors believe that they are visiting trusted sources like ABC News or MSNBC. The New York Times defined fake news on the internet as fictitious articles deliberately fabricated to deceive readers, generally with a goal of profiting through clickbait. PolitiFact describes fake news as fabricated content designed to fool readers and subsequently made viral through the internet to crowds that increase its dissemination. Now, this is what it's really saying. People love fake news. No matter how fake an article is, the juicier, the better. And it can be as dumb can be, but people just keep clicking away at it, believing all the hype, and make some manipulator of the truth, some liar, millions of dollars of advertisement and or click revenue. Fake news will often confuse the reader. It will alter your perspective. It will change your general opinions or manipulate your thinking. Brothers and sisters, most of it is fake. That means it's bogus. It's a sham. And it's phony. Yes. They estimate that only 14% of what draws you in on the internet is really accurate and truthful. That means 86% of it is baloney. Headlines that draw you in. Stories that you think, oh, that sounds good. Fake news. Have you heard any lately? If you paid any attention to the past presidential elections, you probably heard a great deal of fake news. Amen? And if you'd really analyze the various sources that clamor for your attention, attempting to deceive you, especially when it comes to your faith or your walk with God, you would probably recognize some of this fake news, which constantly adds to your confusion and keeps you from enjoying life more abundantly. Now, fake news is not a new thing. The world keeps coming up with what they consider a new thing, but it's not. It's been around for a long time. Actually, it started in the days of Adam and Eve. I want you to turn to Genesis chapter 3. Let's look at the first four verses. Amen. Amen. Genesis chapter 3, starting with verse 1, says, "Now the serpent was more cunning," which means sneaky, clever, scheming, calculating, than the beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said, get ready for some fake news here. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Verse 2, and the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Verse 4, then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. That's a lie. That's fake news. So God says one thing, and then in contradiction, the devil plants a seed of doubt with a lie. Just a little bit of doubt. A little bit. This should really give us a heads up, folks, as we realize how very important it is to know what voices we are actually listening to, because one of them is speaking truth, and one of them is fake news. One is speaking eternal life. The other is speaking eternal destruction. One is speaking abundant life. The other one is speaking killing, stealing, and destroying. Look at Genesis 3 again, starting with verse 5. For God knows that in that day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Another lie. Some more fake news. Verse 6, so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise. All right, here she believes the lies. Right? She believes the lies. She took the fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Now, undoubtedly, Satan has been misrepresenting things and giving fake news for a long time. For a long time. When he lied to Eve in the garden, he actually tricked her so that she and Adam lost their preeminence and their rule over creation and Satan. As a result of their sin, Adam and Eve became subject to diseases and to death and ultimately forced to endure the hardships of a fallen life. These two had been living in paradise. Yes. Paradise. But when they believed the fake news, they were banished from their beautiful garden to suffer by the sweat of their brow among the thorns and the thistles. Isn't that sad? That's sad, folks. If you want to know where sickness and hunger and pain come from, it happened right there in Genesis chapter 3. And it happened all because the enemy was able to steal from them what God had already given. What seems unfathomable is that they permitted it willingly. Willingly. I wonder if it would have been different if the serpent would have had a sign around his neck that said, liar. Liar. Do you suppose Eve would have known not to believe him? That's questionable. Satan had no such sign around his neck advertising that he was a liar, nor did he give any outward indication of evil. So as a result of this deception, things got really bad, really quick for Adam and Eve. I would venture to say that this is one of the reasons why Jesus made sure he warned us in John 10, verse 10. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have life have it more abundantly. For John 10:10, this is Satan's sign around his neck for us. It declares he's a thief, he's a liar, and he only wants to destroy your life. Listen, folks, if you're going to allow Satan to speak into your life, or are you going to permit your Savior Jesus to speak into your life? It's all up to you. The voice is your choice, but here's where the rubber meets the road. There are two very different outcomes depending on the voice to which you listen. Either you will have your God-given blessings living in abundance, or they will be stolen from you, leaving you in spiritual drought. If we keep entertaining the words of the devil, then no matter what we're doing in the natural to improve our life, destruction just keeps coming. Brothers and sisters, choose life and life more abundantly.
Yes, hallelujah.
You see, there's some fake news being spread around. The serpent keeps talking to some folks, telling them that Jesus doesn't love them. Fake news. Jesus doesn't really care about them. He's probably not concerned about how you live your life. Maybe they believe the lie and they're simply not worthy of God's gifts. Perhaps they've been told that Jesus would never give them the gift of His Spirit. The enemy tells people all the time, every day, everywhere, that Jesus Christ isn't listening. He isn't listening. He's paying no attention to you. He's unaware. Isn't it time, folks, to ignore the destructive fake news and get ourselves dedicated to the good news? Amen. To search out the Scripture, to find out exactly what the red letters mean when they say life and life more abundantly. Men, we all have to admit that there's way too much trouble in the church for us to say that we are living the abundant life. Too much unemployment, too much sickness, too much marital trouble, too much sin, too many lies, too much death. Understand, dear saints, that a lie can sound like the truth if you don't know the difference. You and I are aware that if all we do is listen to every news report on every channel, read all the newspapers and the magazines, and listen to commentators and friends, we can get very confused, especially in regards to the major issues in our country. Amen? And in that same regard, if we are listening to everything the world has to say, coupled with what the thief has to say, we are naturally going to be confused to the point that it affects and hinders our walk with God. Let me give you an example of fake news in the Scripture. Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. Those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. That's fake news. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. That's the abundant life.
Hallelujah.
Amen? You are either going to be influenced by flattery, or you're going to know your God and be strong and accomplish great things. As Christians, we should be able to discern what is a lie and what is the truth. We believe that the Bible is truth.
Amen.
The Bible is truth.
Glory, hallelujah.
Therefore, if something doesn't align with the Scripture, then it must be a lie.
That's it.
Must be a lie. Listen to 1 John chapter 2, verse 22. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ. He is the Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. So if you would hear someone declare that Jesus isn't the Christ, or that Jesus can't make a difference in your life, you know that it must be the thief talking. That's the voice we must ignore, folks. In John chapter 8, verse 44, Jesus spoke to Peter, and he said this, "You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it." Jesus had no problem pointing his finger at the wrong voice in Peter's life. Amen? He immediately identified Satan's influence on Peter. Wow. Now, the following passage in Acts gives us an example of people receiving the truth. Acts chapter 2, starting with verse 37. "Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'Men and brethren, what shall we do?' Then Peter said to them, 'Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children, and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord will call.' And with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, 'Be saved from this perverse generation.'" After Peter had preached a convicting message, those who heard it responded to the truth. They realized they had experienced a heart change. They asked, "What shall we do? What shall we do?" Peter's response, "Repent, be baptized, and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Repent, be baptized, receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Are you aware, brothers and sisters, that the moment you hear the word of truth, that the enemy will immediately attack you with fake news? Immediately. Here's the fake news right from the lips of the devil concerning that passage of scripture we just read. That's not for you. That's for the people back then. You go to church, that's good enough. This stuff is hogwash. Speaking in tongues is satanic. Maybe you should check some other religious books. This isn't the only way to heaven. Everybody's going there. I'm okay like I am. You don't need the Holy Spirit. But look at verse 39 again. It says, "For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off." That's us. Amen. Amen. "As many as the Lord will call." The promise. The truth of God's word reveals to us that sinners are still called to repent, to be baptized, and receive the Holy Spirit. I don't believe Jesus ever stopped offering the gift of the Holy Spirit to anyone. I had a preacher tell me one time, "Oh, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is not for people today. It was only for those in the early church." You know what my response was? I said, "You're too late. I've already experienced it. I received the Holy Spirit, and I even remember the first time I spoke in tongues." You see, a lie can have absolutely no effect on someone who knows the truth. None. A lie can have absolutely no effect on someone who knows the truth. Fake news can't confuse you. Confuse you when you're tuned to the right channel. Amen. When you have your nose in the good news, the fake news can't steal, kill, or destroy. It can't happen. Real truth is not subjectively thought out. Real truth is not from a man or how a group of men see it. Real truth is not found in man's novel idea. Real truth is not taught in various religions. Real truth is only found in the mouth of God. It is He that speaks truth. Amen?
Glory.
Now, folks, this was a simple message, and it was intended to be. Simple message. Life does not have to be complicated. I know that because Jesus chose me. The Bible is not complicated. Salvation is not complicated. God's love is not complicated. It isn't. It only becomes complicated when we allow Satan's fake news to get into our heads and into our hearts, clouding and negating biblical truth. God has given us promise after promise in His Word. Promise after promise. God hasn't lied about His promises. In fact, Numbers 23:19 says, He is not a man that He should lie.
Right.
He is not a man that He should lie.
Amen.
Amen. In fact, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Therefore, God intends for you to receive all of those promises. All of those promises. Amen. But you can't tap into them if you don't know what they are. You can't do it if you don't know what they are, or you have confusion about their legitimacy, or doubt that they will really work in your life. And that's where fake news has affected you. May I suggest something as I close?
Sure.
At least my first close.
Come on.
Keep on reading the red. And quit listening to every voice. Test any voice that you hear against the truth of God's Word. Make sure you're hearing from the Master. Jesus said, "My sheep will follow me because they know my voice." Let Jesus walk with you, talk with you, as you experience abundant living. Abundant living. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord, folks, and He is the way, the truth, the truth, the truth, and the life. Can we have a shout?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Satan is so deceptive. He is so deceptive in everything that he does. You know, I think we can call him stupid in some stuff. But in other things, he is trained how to get into your thought process. He's trained. Yeah, the guys at work, or the gals at work,
yes,
they all have their opinion about religion.
Oh, yeah.
And as soon as they know you're a Christian, they'll start feeding you their opinion. Confusion sets in. Well, I don't know if Brother Jerry told us the truth. Count the word. Look at the word. Yeah. Look at the word. Test everything against the word. Test everything. Because you will hear all kinds of junk. All kinds of junk. And I've said this before. What that does is it creates your own gospel up here. And you start judging everything according to your gospel and not the word of God. Quit listening to the voice of defeat and start reading that red and get the life abundantly. Amen? Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, amen. Yeah. I've seen this personal gospel in people's lives for so long. So long. And it's formed by all this junk that's out there. It's everywhere. Everywhere. But the lie can't happen if we know the truth. It cannot exist or change your thought processes if you know the truth. This is the only truth. Brother Jerry's not completely true, because I'm a man. This is the truth and what we need to live by if we want that abundant life. Amen? Let's stand together.